VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment was brought to you, or is brought to you, by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Well, if you're not out thrifting, or even if you are, because some people actually listen to the show while they're out thrifting. Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
Which is kind of would be distracting to me, because the last thing I'd want to have in my ear while I was looking at beautiful ties is my
voice. Yeah, why don't you have a bullet-pointed list of things that reasons people shouldn't listen to the radio show? Just make the bullet list, put it up on the website.
It'll show up in Google Shopping. Exactly. With bullet points, right? Why you shouldn't listen to eBay Radio?
Right.
Because it's way too exclusive for you. It's a private club and you're not in it.
So, you know, we were speaking.
888-723-4630.
Give us a call. We do have some lines open, or click on the Contact Us link on the bottom of the eBay Radio player. Cindy's still on the line with us from San Diego. Where were we?
Well, I was wondering, I didn't catch the brand or the item number. I just want to look at the tie, you know, educate myself, because, gosh, you see ties all the time at the thrift shops, and I'm going to go over more like Rancho Santa Fe, you know, over towards the coast.
This is easy to do, actually. No, this is really easy to do. In fact, if you're going to go out looking for apparel, here's something you should do before you go. Or you can do it while you're in the store, but it's nice to familiarize yourself before. Say you're going to look at men's ties. So go to eBay, search on men's ties, then click the sold link, and then sort it by highest first, price highest first. The best brands will show up. Not only will show you the best brands, but it'll show you which ones actually sell and what they sell for. So the tie that I bought, this is a type of tie I've known for a long time. They're very popular, but they're very expensive. These are the Ermenegildo Zegna ties. And there's two lines that I'm familiar with. There's the Quindici and the Ventiquattro.
You have to spell those.
Yeah, so these are... Quindici is that's 15 in Italian. It's Quindici, and the other one was the venticinque. Sorry, which is 25. But those ties are so the reason why these particular ties seem to be very valuable is they're beautiful, but there's a very very intricate and labor and time consuming silkscreen process that's used, and it's only done by one old company on Lake Como in Italy.
Wow.
So the resulting ties, and you don't even have to be an expert. I've seen, if you see one of these ties and you hold it up against another tie, you're going to immediately know this is high quality.
Okay, and that was Irma, because I see one here. Ermenegildo, you said?
So it's Ermenegildo, Ermenegildo, Zegna. Zegna. So people call them Zegna ties because most Americans can't get their mouth around Ermenegildo.
Okay, like you can. Yeah, okay, well, great.
Okay, Cindy.
Interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. See you later.
Bye.
And Lee, that advice goes for anything you're looking for. This is why you can use eBay for a really great research tool. Just search for a cat. You don't even have to use a brand name. Search a category. Say you wanted to do... I don't know, men's sports coats. Just search on in the sport coat category, sort it by highest first, and then highest price first, and then click the sold link, and you'll see not only the highest prices, but the ones that actually sold. Because if you're not looking at the sold view, you're looking at aspirational prices, which may or may not be realized.
eBay is the first place most of us go to when we're looking for something.
It is. You know what I have to look for today?
What?
Let's talk about the sublime to the ridiculous. So I bought a tie for the most money I've ever spent. Later on today after the show, I have to look for mouse traps. I have mice.
You have mice.
There's a family of mice. I think, you know, if you don't take care of them.
Now, some of our listeners are going to say you have to go get them and gently put them into a field.
Oh. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why you got to go get mouse traps. So what kind of mouse traps are you going to get?
They're the catch and release traps.
Oh, absolutely.
So these are the traps they get in and you take them and you release them. So I love animals. I hate to see anything die, although we all do eventually. But there's a big reason why you should never use poison or something that kills them. I mean, there's those horrible machines. They get into them, and the machine kills them.
Yeah.
Which I can't get my head around that. I'm sorry, but feeding them that rat poison or putting that out, there's the danger of the rat poison being out there. But also, there's a practical reason I learned in Vermont years ago is that they go in your roof somewhere and they die, and then you get this terrible smell that won't go away for months.
Oh.
So I don't want that.
No.
So the first thing I did is. I did the natural remedy, which is a preventative or a repellent, and that's peppermint oil on cotton balls. And I bought a lot of peppermint oil at the Whole Foods and a bunch of cotton balls, and I put those around last night. Added bonus, your house smells like a candy cane.
So did it work?
Well, no, but it smells good.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
You'll still yet. Have mice, but it'll
well,
smell
I,
good.
Well, I put the traps out this morning to see, and I'll see when I get home. My dogs are no help. They see a mouse, and they just look at it and say, whoa, look, mouse. Whoa, yeah.
Well, we're going to go to Dennis in Noblesville, Indiana, in just a moment. But first, Edie's back. She has something to say. Santa Monica, California, Edie. Hi, Edie. What's your question or comment?
I don't know if I can ever follow Griff on the phone.
It's hard.
I'm sorry. I'll try better.
Okay. As far as, I've got two comments. As far as the Google Shopping goes.
Sure.
That stuff that I sent you will just show that I did have calculated shipping in there.
I saw
it. I see.
Did
oh,
have
I
calculated
see.
Shipping.
So maybe so it's something else.
Yeah, I don't know why, but you know, now that I clearly understand the difference between Google Shopping and Google Search,
yeah.
I'll do some experimentation and see what I come up with.
Yeah, let us know, would you? Griff, I've gotten 3 emails during this show of people who got it confused. That's why I brought it up again.
Yeah.
It is Google Search and Google Shopping are 2 different things.
Yeah, so Google Search is just you put something in the Google Search box and it shows up.
Right.
Google Shopping is that little link on the top of the Google Search page, which shows things in the marketplace.
So my second comment is I've been experimenting with the promotions, and I'm doing a promotion with buy 2, get 1 at 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that people are confused by that. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, because I heard a buzz sound. I think, you know, this is just a suggestion. People think that they're going to get 50% off of the second one they buy. I think it would be better is to change that verbiage, buy to get the next one or something like that at 50% off.
What does it say now?
Yeah, what's it say
it
now?
It says buy to get one at 50% off.
To me, that's pretty clear.
Yeah. So
oh, wait a minute. No. I see what she's saying. Some people could think it means if you buy 2, one of those 2 would be 50% off.
It should be buy
but
2.
It's the third one.
Buy 2, the third one is 50% off. That's an excellent suggestion. Send
Thank
it to
you.
Me.
Yeah.
And I'll forward it to them.
The thing of it is that could be problematic because you can put any quantity in there.
That's right.
So that's why I think something like buy 2, get the next one.
Okay, Edie, do
that's
us a favor.
Great
Griff
suggestion.
Would like you to send that to him in email. Would you do that?
Sure.
To Griff at eBay.com. We appreciate it. Thanks, Edie.
Okay, you know,
great
bye-bye.
To
Thanks,
hear from you. That is a good idea.
We need Edie to be our proofreader.
Yeah, really. Dennis, Noblesville, Indiana, known on eBay as Buy Rock and Roll. Hey, Dennis, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I should have called in the GoDaddy segment because this is related to GoDaddy bookkeeping.
Oh, okay. I know a little bit about it.
I don't know what else to do, so I thought I would call you guys and see if you could give me some advice.
I mean,
I think I've exhausted everything that I can do. I've been using it for over a year, and I think it's really good. I used QuickBooks previously. I know there are problems with GoDaddy, or when it was outright, and there are still occasional problems, but I've been able to work around those. So it's really a pretty cool software. And currently I'm using it for my taxes. But I've been given a notice a couple times by eBay that my payment is behind. I thought I paid it earlier in February. And so I went to the seller account, and on the seller account, you have a drop-down menu, and you select your outright account. And you go to click pay, and it says, when you do that, you go through the process, it says, sorry, try again later. I try again later, it doesn't work. I call virtually everybody, eBay, PayPal, GoDaddy. Can't call outright, but you can get to them by email. I've done screencasts.
Send me email. I'll get you somebody. I know some people over there that can get you help.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that no one will take a payment over the phone. eBay won't take a payment. Outright won't take a payment.
Oh, your problem is you can't make a payment on the phone?
He's trying to make a payment for the subscription service to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping.
You're
telling me it's a technical issue. Outright walked me through the steps. I screencast every step I can think of, every step they wanted me to, and they said it's an eBay issue. eBay said it's a GoDaddy issue. Yeah. GoDaddy said, well, we'll get a hold of Outright. Outright says, we've checked everything again. We raised it to the highest level within Outright. And you need to contact eBay. eBay says, they've checked with our technical people.
Hold on. We got to take a break. There's the music. Have to take a break. We'll be back in a moment with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 311.
When it comes to selling on eBay, it pays to learn from the best. Social media manager Audrey Tracy shares this tip that came from the world's best eBay sellers.
My favorite tip would be invest in branding. A lot of these top sellers understood the value of branding. They had consistent logos, look and feel across their website. They had a great billboard image on their store. And so I think for sellers that are trying to kind of get to the next level and kind of up their game, branding would be a great way to do that.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's final segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. So my advice would be, Dennis, if you want to email me the details, I'll try to find someone to work with you on this. I don't know what the problem is. I have no way of knowing during a show. So if you want to send me an email, that would be helpful.
And if it's...
great. The point I want to make about this, though, is that each company refuses to take a credit card. They refuse to talk about it. They refuse to let me speak to someone further up in the company.
Yeah.
It's just...
That's not good.
I've got over 5 hours into this on the phone, and I've asked each company, take this off my plate. I've got my taxes and my outright, you know, all the expenses, everything. I don't want that canceled.
Right.
And they just keep saying, well, there's nothing we can do, so.
Send it to me.
Anyway, I will forward you the email that I've, everything I went through with outright. It has attachments. It has everything there.
That'll do.
That should work.
Yep, send that to me.
Griff at ebay.com.
That's the one.
All right.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Griff, if you have any problem with that, let me know, seriously, because I have three phone numbers there on their desk of people at Outright.
Yeah.
So let me know. All right. It's time to read our event calendar, seller events calendar.
Yeah.
And let's see what we have. Tonight, if you're not doing anything... head on out to Raleigh, North Carolina, the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers meetup group. Grow your business with apps from the eBay Apps Center. The organizer is Paul Apollonia, and it is tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at Panera Bread, 6201 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. Then next Tuesday, the 17th, the Mid-Atlantic e-commerce and eBay sellers meetup. And the subject is, it's all about social media. That's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Westchester Diner, 1147 West Chester Pike in West Chester, Pennsylvania. Come and join your fellow sellers as Catherine Terrell presents It's All About Social Media, and that's what she's going to be talking about tonight. She's going to be, well, I'm not going to say anymore. I have a surprise about Catherine. Then on the 18th, which is, I believe, next Wednesday, yes, it is, the Casa Grande Online Sellers Group, they're going to talk about how Google works and getting your eBay items seen in Google.
Where's that group?
The Casa Grande Online Sellers Group is in Arizona. Casa Grande is in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to meet between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. at Mimi's Cafe, 839 North Promenade Parkway, Casa Grande, Arizona. Debbie Womack is going to present the discussion on that particular night. And then on the 24th, the SoCal e-commerce sellers group, and it's going to be called Invest in Yourself. And that is Tuesday, the 24th of March, 6 to 9 p.m. And the location is in Long Beach, California. And I thank you so much for listening to this. If you want to be on our seller event calendar, all you have to do is go to our archive site. You know, that's ebayradio.com. Click on the archive button. When you get there, you'll see a bunch of tabs on the top. Click on seller resources and the event calendar, and you'll be able to read the event. If you want to submit a group, there is a tab all the way to the right that says submit a seller event.
Yeah.
You fill that out and send it to us, and it will be on our calendar.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we got a lot of good things happening. Let me see if anybody's booked anything for April. Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Not yet. And, you know, I've noticed that some of these seller meetup groups, and that's fine. It's okay. It would be great if they could have it once a month on a certain place in a certain time, you know, that kind of thing.
I do.
But I've noticed that some of these seller meetup groups, the facilitators can't always do it once a month. And sometimes they just, you know, they look for interesting people to come speak, and then they announce that they're having a meetup. And that's fine. But that's what makes this event calendar important for another reason, too. You can, you know, find out what's going on, but also you can find out if there's one in your area by hovering over seller resources and clicking on seller groups. And we have them all grouped by state in alphabetical order. so you can see if you have one in your city or state, and if you don't, start one, for heaven's sakes. I don't know how many we have now. Do you know how many seller groups there are, Griff?
Jeff Terrell did a count, and I'm trying to remember when it was and what the number was. I'll have to ask him. There are quite a few.
Because I'd like to count how many we have and see if they're all listening to eBay Radio.
Well,
and, you know,
I think if you want to, so not all of them are on Meetup. I think the majority of them are. But if you go to Meetup and search for on eBay or eBay sellers, I think you'll see, get a list of them.
Yeah, we might be able to find some that aren't eBay Radio listeners, and we can turn them. You know what I mean? Because we've got a big list. I just have never counted them because they're by alphabetical order by state. But we'll figure all that out.
That's true.
So if you haven't signed up yet for the eBay Radio Party and Conference that's happening in June 16th, 17th, and 18th, all you have to go to is ervegas.com. ervegas.com. Registration for the event is there, as well as the registration for the hotel room. Oh, and I wanted to warn you about something. When you get to the part where you're going to make a reservation for your hotel room, it says, instead of Bally's, it says Parball, P-A-R-B-A-L-L Corporation. That's the new Bally's owner.
Yes.
So, please know you're in the right place.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.